Good evening. This is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. This is the regular meeting of the Derby Board of Apportionment and Taxation. We're going to call this meeting to order at 6:07. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we get a roll call?
Present.
Here.
Gray.
He's not coming.
Ms. Mancini Wright.
She's not coming.
Ms. Really.
I'm here.
Ms. Patel.
Bimini.
Colleen. Colleen.
Yes.
Can you? I'm sorry. I'm having a really hard time hearing name. Bimini Patel is here.
Yes, I'm also having a hard time hearing as well. Jose.
Yeah, Ashley Simon is here as well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ms. Wabno.
Present.
Yeah, the record should reflect there's 8 members present. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to item number 4, additions, deletions, corrections to the agenda. There is none. Number 5, public portion. Would anybody from the public wish to speak?
The opportunity if you want to speak.
Okay, my name is Tom Marcucci, 38 Chaffee Street, Derby, Connecticut. Anybody who read my email could sense a little sense of frustration on these signs. These people were duly authorized to have their names put up at the field. And since Payton and Reinfield were done, the signs that were good enough to put up were put up. These signs were not good enough to put up. Okay, they were very bad. So we need the money to get these signs. The Board of Aldermen approved all these names. So these signs have to go up. I don't know where this fell through the cracks, but this particular committee did not have enough money. The football field committee. There were 2 committees, football and Payton. Okay, the football committee ran short. That was mainly all state money. Okay, in fact, Mrs. Payton paid quite a bit of money, put quite a bit of money into the football field to get it done, the sinkholes and the press box. Okay, so we're just looking to get these signs put up before football season starts in the fall. Okay, so we need to get the money somewhere. So, I mean, I don't know if you have any questions. I mean, the problem with the committee is Keith McLiverty was the chairman. He left. It left kind of a void for a while. And then Rob Heider. Rob would have been here tonight also, but he's away on vacation. So it left the void for a few months. So we're just asking to get this money so we could respectfully put the people's signs back up.
I just have a question. In this email, and thank you for including it, it is helpful. It says the Board of Aldermen approved it. You, I think, just indicated that Board of Aldermen approved the names. Did they approve the actual?
They approved all these, all these people getting honored. Okay, the first one up there, they were able to salvage that one, the Charlie DeCenzo's. $820. So that's why it's less than what you see on this this invoice. Actually, it's not an invoice. It was just a. You notice the date up on top is March of 23. So this was sent to Signs Unlimited last year. and nothing was ever done to complete it.
Okay, yeah, and I'm just wondering, with the Board of Aldermen approval, did they approve following through with this estimate that we got in our packet? Or just...
That's the void that I'm talking about. Somebody approved it because it went to Signs Unlimited. They're the ones that made this estimate. They were just ready. They were just waiting to get it signed and have the signs done. I mean, normally the money would have come out of the football committee, the football part of the project. But as I said, there was no money. Okay. Grown Payton had to pay close to a couple of $1 million to finish that project because she wanted the project to get done.
And did anybody reach out to Signs Unlimited to, you know, like guarantee that the rate that they gave us or the estimate last year is going to be honored?
I haven't talked to them in a while, so I don't know if they'll give us the same rate. Hopefully they will. They're pretty good people.
And I have a question. You said something about some of them could be salvaged.
Yeah, there were more signs than this. Okay, like the DeCenzo Charles Way. Okay, they were able to salvage that one. So that's why that one, you know, I indicated that one's off this list.
So that these signs were like up already and came down?
It's already up.
But so the ones that they couldn't salvage, or they're not done yet?
No, I mean, I threw them away because they were just not salvageable.
Okay.
They were destroyed. I mean, there's supposed to be a sign on the press box. Cirillo is donated by the Cirillo family. The DeFilippo Field sign, the committee decided to put in front of the press box. That sign was destroyed or thrown away also. There's supposed to be a Leo Frying one right in front of the field house, the new field house. Okay, and what was the other one? Oh, the Mastriani one for the where they sell the food.
I have a question. This is Ashley. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, Ashley, go ahead.
Okay. I'm just wondering, I'm reading this document and bear with me here. I'm trying to understand. Is there any other funds anywhere else that this money can come from, or does it need to come? Is it something that we need to approve?
Well, Rob Heider, who's on the Board of Aldermen, checked this 1,000 times, and supposedly all the money in that account is gone. The only account that has money in it is the Payton account, which was the one for the baseball field and the field house. Dr. Conway's in charge of that money.
Is this for Pop Warner?
No. It's the city.
It's for the city. So I'm just trying to understand where these funds are coming from. I'm trying to understand it more.
Before the new field was built, all these signs were at Ryan Complex. Okay, they took them down when they started to do the new project, and supposedly Ed Armino told us that the ones that were good enough he put up, including the Charles Way, which is Charlie DeCenzo's. All the rest were not good enough to put up. So he threw them away. At least that's what he told us.
Now, I have a question, Mr. Mercutio, Jose Rivera. You said that we don't know who approved this. Could this just be an estimate that they got from Signs Unlimited?
This was approved by... There were two committees for the project up at the Payton Field. One was for the baseball field and the new field house, which was the Payton project. Then there was a separate committee for the football field, but that money was donated by the state. $3 million just to build a football field.
Gotcha.
So it was two separate committees, two separate finances, you know, and there is money left in the Payton one, but that can't be used for the football field because it's a different committee.
Gotcha.
I'm just trying to understand, because I do know that last year there was like a large donation made. I think it was to Little League. So I'm trying to understand like why funds are being requested
now. That has nothing to do with this. Mrs. Okay. Payton donated $50,000 to the Little League for lights.
Okay.
And we have requested from Capital Planning Committee to see if we could get money to do that project. We have $60,000 that's completely separate from this. She donated that to the Little League for lights.
So we can't use any of those funds for any of this?
No, that's, I mean, there's also money left, I don't know how much now, because they just put a new speaker system on the baseball field. I think that was $25,000. So they used Mrs. Payton's money for that. But they, you know, unless they get permission from Mrs. Payton to use that money for the football field, they can't use it.
I'm just trying to understand, like, where all this money is, like, sitting and why it's not being used. And, like, I guess I'm trying to understand from a tax board representative view, like, where this money, like, this other money is being, like, sitting, and then we're being, and, like, we're requesting more money. So I'm trying to understand. That's all.
This, you have to understand, this is a standalone committee that was put together to construct the football field. And then there's a standalone committee that was put together for the baseball field and the field house, two separate entities altogether. Mrs. Payton donated the $23 million. That money can't be used for the football field unless Dr. Conway gets permission from her. You know, and I don't think it's right to use her money for this project, which should have been part of the football committee. I mean, this keeps going on and on and on. And these people who should be honored up there aren't being honored like the Board of Aldermen approved.
So I guess I would think, and honestly, I agree. I recognize all these names. I agree with you. They should be honored. For me, I think I would like to see where in the minutes the approval from the Board of Alders that took place, so we could understand exactly what was approved. And then I would also want somebody to reach out to Signs Unlimited to guarantee that this is what we're looking at. So when we, if we're to decide to take action, we know what the exact dollar amount is, because at this point, we don't know. Is it this much, or indeed, do they have to raise the rates because of, you know?
I know the year that's going by.
I'm just thinking it at this point, it seems like it's premature a little bit. We need more information. Again, you know, personally for me, I'm okay. I want to see these people honored. I get what you're telling me. I think I would just like to see in the minutes, wherever they are, where it was approved and what exactly is approved. Did they approve? Yep, these people are good people. We want to honor them and recognize them in some way. Or is it, no, we want their names to be memorialized at, you know, the football field by way of signage in accordance with the estimate that we received from Signs Unlimited.
But this is not new, though. These were approved years ago. Every name on here was approved by the Board of Education. I'm sorry, by the Board of Aldermen. To have their name honored up at the field.
I respect it. I just don't see it. And like,
I understand. I agree with Colleen.
What I was going to say is, yes, I believe, I agree with Ashley and Colleen. In order for us to really, you know, give anything or look at anything, we're going to need to see all the information in front of us to make a clear decision, especially when it happened years ago. We would have to, you know, research that and come back, I think. You know, so I agree with Colleen and
Exactly what moments you want to say.
They hear that it was already approved by the Board of Aldermen. There has to be minutes.
Every one of these is done at a different time in history. I mean, for how many years? You know, I mean, I wouldn't have a clue what minutes to go and look for.
Let me ask a question. I'm sorry, sir. Carlene or Mark, in regards to the minutes that are being recorded, how far back do they go? Like how, I mean, is it something that we can do on our end to see, or is it too far in the past? I'm not sure.
Well, Sylvia, I'm not sure. How long have you been passed away? You're not going to...
And I just want to understand, when this was presented, was it presented to the Board of Aldermen, all of these names at one time? Or?
No.
Okay,
so the latest one was the DeSenza one, Charles Way.
Okay.
They honored Charlie, but in the old field, it was the right near the ticket booth there. That
right.
It was
signed at Charles Way, which they put up again. They found it. It was in good shape, so they put it up.
Yeah, I was totally confused when I read your email. I thought it was presented to the Board of Aldermen like last March. It was approved.
All these signs were at the field before they constructed the new field. Okay, remember the Mitch Cirillo sign on the old press box?
Yep.
Underneath that was the Lou DiFilippo sign. They named the football field after Lou.
Yep.
Okay, Mastriani, there was a sign up above the refreshment stand to honor him. And what was the other one? Cirillo and Leo Frank. That's the complex up there.
No, I do get it. You know, I just...
I mean, they were destroyed when they took them down, and... The football part of the committee, the two committees, they ran out of money. I think Rob has been, Rob is on the board of Aldermen. He's doing the check on that, I believe.
I'm sorry. It's hard for me to understand. Like, I'm reading this email and I'm trying to understand, like, Colleen's asking, like, where are the minutes? Like, where was this approved? And, like, I'm looking at the amount. I'm just wondering, like, to me, that's kind of like a large amount. And I feel like I don't have enough information to really have an agreement or like have a answer on it. That's just how I feel.
Well, we just need to find the evidence on when this was all approved by the old Board of Aldermen. If we can get that approval,
right,
which is saying that these are right, all approved, you know, let's, I'm an alum of football and Derby. I was a captain for Derby, and I completely agree. All these names should be posted somewhere in that field, but we just have to get that proof of evidence that the Board of Aldermen did approve this at some point.
Well, if they didn't approve it, the names wouldn't have been there originally, correct? Yeah. Right. So,
in fact, over the years, they changed the city the policy about how you're supposed to get a field named after you, or you know, all these were approved separately because they're so, like Silvio passed away.
Sure.
30, 40 years ago. But, you know, he was the father's club at the high school. He ran the stand for years and years and years. That's why they named it, you know, that's why they put his name up above the stand.
Yeah. Is that an indication of approval that their names are up there? Can we go by that?
You know, I think, you know, we're trying to find the pictures of where they were in the old field. I don't know if we could do that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's asked for any new names or new signs. It's just replacing the ones that were at the old field that were taken down because you're destroyed or whatever, for whatever reasons. Right.
And where are these funds being requested to be taken out of? That's what I'm trying to understand. What are we trying to approve?
Right. So the approval would be so when we do the budget, we created what we call a working balance. There's $131,000 in there. There's no specific expenses allocated toward that. It's for when unbudgeted expenses come up and we need to, you know, transfer the funds to different places. So that so it would essentially.
There's no other funds anywhere else for Pop Warner. Like I said, I know that there was a lot of money donated to Derby Little League, and like that money's just sitting there. Like, I'm just asking, like, the money is just sitting there. Like, so I'm just trying to understand financially, from a financial standpoint, like, why?
I know we have, Mr. Marcuccia, you said there was a committee for the donation from the family that donated the new field. Out of that $23 million, what's left out of here? Is that all spent?
No, it's not all spent. They just spent $25,000 to put a new, not a new, they didn't have a speaker system on the baseball field. So they put the new speaker system on the baseball field.
So how much did the speaker system?
Too much left. But the football, you have to understand that the two committees, you can't cross over one to the other. The football committee was one, and the baseball field house was another by Mrs. Payton. So the only way we could use the Payton money was to get her permission. Like Dr. Conway called her up and asked her if we could buy a speaker system, and she gave the approval.
I'm just trying to understand where, like, all this other money is, like, sitting and accruing interest, and, like, why we're requesting it out of this budget when there's other money just sitting there. Like, that's what I'm having a hard time with, and I don't know if anybody else agrees with me. That's just how I feel personally.
We donated that money specifically for Little League, just like she donated the $23 million for the...
Has that money been used for Little League? Has that been used for anything at the field?
No, because we were here last night after planning, trying to get additional money to put lights at the field, at the Little League field. That's a completely separate issue. It's had nothing to do with Little League or Pop Warner.
So could we do this? Could we table it for now? I understand that you want it done before the start of the school year. I would feel more comfortable if we get confirmation from Signs Unlimited that indeed they will honor these prices. I would also like, I think Dr. Conway here, so the committee, I get it, but is there any other available money within the Board of Education that could be utilized in order to replace the signs? You know, we did have money that was left over. I know the board came to this committee and others for monies that were left over prior to the end of June that had to be allocated. I know we did, provide a couple things to the Board of Ed for funding. So I would just be interested to know, is there any other bucket of money where maybe the signs could be funded out of? But first and foremost, we need to make sure that this is what it is. Okay.
Brian? Is our limit 10,000 or 15 before the Board of Aldermen have to approve an invoice? At one point it was 10. I'm not sure. Did it go up to 15?
I have to check if I'd have to check in the.
For what?
To approve an invoice over a certain amount?
No, I think if you appropriate them. Yeah, we're not bid, right? Yeah, what are you doing?
No, when you're finished, I'll talk.
Well, unless you have other questions, I'll check with Signs Unlimited. And as far as going limits back to these, I mean, that would be almost impossible.
I do get that. And now that you've clarified, it was just when I read this email, it made it seem like last year somebody had gone to the Board of Alders and gotten approval on replacing signs. That's what I was understanding. So I was confused. Now that I know, no, we're just talking individually. The signs that were at the time they were instituted had to pass approval at some point. It's just replacing them. I understand that now. Thanks for the clarification. Now I want to know, is this document relevant? And I would just want to have conversation with the superintendent to find out if there is other monies that could go towards funding the replacement of the signs.
Maybe they could split it with you. Like I said, my vote's yes.
Oops, excuse me. Hi, this is Issa Simmons. I just have one question before we move on. When he's talking about replacing the signs, right? Because someone, I think it was me, just or maybe it was Mark, I'm sorry, that we are just replacing the signs. But in order to replace the signs, that's still a dollar amount, right? It's not like we're just, you know, right?
I can't understand.
Hello? What you said. Yes. Did you hear what I said?
No, you're correct, Isaac. Right, to replace the signs, we've got the invoice. It's like 13.
Right, the invoice, Isaac, I believe, is in your packet. There's an estimate from Signs Unlimited. The original estimate included 17 signs. One they were able to salvage. So
yeah. It's all right, Colleen. I was just trying to make a point that it's still a dollar amount. But I see the information. So okay. I just wanted to just respond to Ashley. Ashley, I agree with you. I personally cannot move forward at this moment until we get more information. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have to understand, even if we didn't build the new fields and the signs were still up there
and they get deteriorated, the city is going to be responsible for replacing them. So, I mean, if they weren't deteriorated, at the time, Ed Armino would have put them up back where they were. But it's just like the field itself. I don't know if the boat has taken into consideration the fact that the field life is only 10 years. After 10 years, you've got to replace the field. Are we doing anything to save money for that? Where are we going to get the money when that? We're doing this all the time. All you have to do is walk up there and walk around the baseball field where the wall is and the ivy. There's all huge trees there. I've been telling them for a number of weeks and years, take that down because it's overgrowing this ivy. All you're going to have is big trees there. The ivy is going to be destroyed, but nothing's been done. The fields are starting to go.
Right.
It takes money, yeah.
Sure. And I think, unfortunately, the position we're left in is because of the last administration. There's been many things, not only in the Board of Education, but in fire and police and highway that have, gone unchecked. So right now there's, you were at the capital planning meeting just last night. There's a lot of capital improvement projects that need to be started. Definitely, the field replacement that was mentioned again last night. Yeah. I think everybody is aware of, what needs to happen, but there's been a significant lapse. I just think it's going to require more conversation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, we presented this to the previous administration. It was just like a lapse when Keith left, when McGovern left. There was a gap of a few months where nobody knew who the chairman was of that particular committee.
Sure.
But before he left, these were approved by that committee. Okay, so again, I don't know. Obviously, you can't approve something. You shouldn't be approving stuff that you don't have any money to do it with. You know what I mean? I mean, the committee approved this, but if there's no money, what good was it? But the city has to take into consideration the fact that these people, you know what kind of an outcry you're going to get if you don't put Lou DiFilippo sign up there or Nuggie Ryan sign up there?
I agree with you, Mr. Marcuccio. Jose, I completely agree with you, and we got to figure this out.
Because if I go and tell somebody, they're not going to give us the money for Lou DiFilippo, you'll get a big fact. From his football players and a lot of other people in town. And I'm not pushing this all on you. I'm just telling you, Rob Heider and I have been doing this for over a year, trying to get $14,000 to put these signs up. Maybe Dr. Conway could come up with some money. Maybe he could split it.
Why don't we start with you getting an updated invoice and then getting that to us? If it requires, we could... maybe schedule a special meeting, in the first couple of weeks of August.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody else from the public wish to speak?
Mark Raffalo, town clerk. Just to shed some light on this, all the names that are being talked about were approved. Could we go back and find the minutes? I mean, yes, but it would be kind of like the names were up there.
Sure.
If you want to know the exact dates of those, it's going to take some time.
I was just confused because of the way.
So that, I mean, and now there is a process in place for naming things because things were done without a formal process. Now there's an ordinance that outlines that process. This was not, so the like naming it for whoever was approved like through the years.
Sure.
Like this request for the signs was approved, was talked about by the committee. And there was money aside. If you go back to the football committee, there was money aside. And now nobody seems to know where that money went. So I think you should investigate what happened to that money, because there was money left for these signs. That should be investigated, because it was stated they had the money. And then there was a question about whether it was the Ryan Sports Complex or the Ryan Athletic Complex. And again, we couldn't find, we researched the minutes as far back as we could, and we couldn't, there was never a time where anybody ever really said it. Like said it or voted on it specifically. So I believe there's consensus to that the Board of Aldermen hopefully will consider at its next meeting to kind of like start over and pick a name, athletic or sports, whatever. And then they can have all the signs be the same, because some of the old signs said one thing and some said a different thing. So that was part of the holdup. But there was money available. And really, those projects are finished. So, like, the whole idea – so I think somebody should investigate where that money – what that money that was left that they had said was in there for that, because nobody ever approved. There's no other further minutes to say that anything was approved out of that committee to spend that the rest of that money.
Mr. Garfalo, may I, Jose – because I'm new to this, obviously. This is my first year.
Right.
What is the proper precautions on investigating this? What steps should we take to investigate this?
Well, I mean, I think somebody needs to look at that money was bond. There was a $3 million bond that was awarded to the state of Connecticut. And there should be, hopefully there is, this is all prior to Brian's time. There was an account, and they paid off that. They had us approve bills out of that account. And there was a period of time when we did not have a finance director, when stuff was just paid without any authorization. I don't know if that's the case in this money, but it certainly was done. It was very clear that that kind of stuff was being done. I mean, and just as another policy standpoint, these committees are done with their work. So like this is a request is being made, but it's really not even clear. Is it the committee making the request or you're making the request? Because really it should be like, or the Board of or the Parks and Rec should be like doing this part of it. Cause it makes it then confusing for this board to try to make heads or tails out of a $13,000 expenditure when nobody asked for it in the budget process. And now here we are a month after the budget started, and you're not even a month, 3 weeks after the budget started, and trying to make heads or tails out of it. But these people were honored and they need new signs because they were dead when they pulled them off the buildings. I mean, that's not, I don't think the point in question. The other money, the other account or whatever, that money was given to the city of Derby. So either there's a process to spend that $30,000 that was in the baseball money. There needs to be a process for that too, because it can't be, is it given to the city and then we have to have the superintendent of the schools call and get like a blessing on it, or is it given to the city? Because if it was given to the city, then it's the city's money.
The audit that we had, would that have uncovered any of this?
I was so late. I don't even know who know. I mean, like, which audit that would have been in? I don't know. It's hard to say. That's
yeah. This was many, many years ago, right? So you'd have to go back.
Well, it's. I mean, it's less than five. Less than five.
Right. Well, the last audit was 2022-23, right? So.
Right. No. But I mean, in terms of when this, you know, I don't know. I know that if we go back to those minutes, there was minutes and discussion about there was money. They say they had saved the money. It was 14,000 was the same number as now. And that was there. So, I mean, that's just another part, because these committees need to be dissolved because they don't really exist. The projects are over, and it really, it's a Parks and Rec issue, really, because it's, it's that's just the way it is. And then, and but like the whole Payton thing and the money and all of that stuff, it ends up being confusing. It's going to be confusing because now that pot of money sits out there, and it can't be for these signs for the whole complex, but it could be for a sound system, because the sound system faces this way and not that way. I mean, some of it is just so silly that we wouldn't even talk about it in public, but that's for a different discussion. But the Board of Aldermen did not approve like this expenditure of money out of city funds to answer that question. That has not come up, but it certainly needs to be done. That's just
a committee member. Rob and I are really just trying to get these people honored again, because they're not being honored properly. I mean, the board approved it, the aldermen approved it, and they're not being honored at all.
And we're going into the third football season, right?
Yeah,
this is the third season. So, like,
it certainly should be done. But the real question is, it's just like the capital plan.
Right.
Who's going to pay for it? That's really what it comes down to.
Well, I think even more, where'd the money go? Part of the original $3 million project.
That's the question that I'm putting it on the record so that it is asked and should be answered, because, without knowing what that is, and I hesitate to do it because it's extra work for finance office, but that is a question that needs to be asked. So I'm asking it, and it needs to be answered, like, because whoever was responsible for expending money out of that fund without authorization is part and parcel of why we're in this financial crisis that we're in.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't think anybody is disputing the fact that these people need to be honored or that the signs need to be replaced. But I do think it's a viable question. Would you know, for that committee and the $3 million, were you involved in?
I was on both committees.
You were? I mean, do you have insight as to?
Well, in fairness to the committee, they did not get financial reports.
We never got.
Like I don't know about the baseball field, because that was kind of like a different.
Football field, we never got the financial report.
So, I mean.
We asked, but we never got.
So
there's a good possibility that the $3 million.
The bulk of it was expended on the field, and then of course there was a lawsuit, and there were issues, which has been settled.
The committee was in trouble because Mrs. Payton paid for the press box. When they were constructing the football field, they had a big problem with a sinkhole there that was going to cost a ton of money to fix. She donated the money to fix that. She wanted the other part of the project. She wanted it all to get done together. So she had to put a couple of $1 million in there. I don't know how we even. I never saw that on the financial report for that committee either.
Well, the reporting on that was less than,
the business manager for the
schools.
Board of Ed was the one who was in charge of the finances of the baseball committee. So that was pretty much intact.
And under the normal course of operations, it's everyone's understanding that it's the public works responsibility to replace signs that are dilapidated and need to be replaced, correct? Everyone's in agreement there. So technically what should have happened is we should have budgeted for it.
Well, Public Works or Parks and Rec. I mean, but right. But this issue is, I don't know why it wasn't, but it was, everybody was in a rush to get the grand opening. And you can go back to all the videos that are on Facebook, and everybody who wanted to box people out to get their name in front of it but not finish the projects. Because to try to say they were separate, yes, there might have been two pots of money, but it's one project. It's one project. So it's like, then because I don't want to pay for it and take responsibility for it, it just goes away. And there's probably not there's not enough grit to do it, right? Or enough pride of Derby pride or whatever that is all about. But are we dishonor those people who served our community as coaches, as whatever, all those people on those signs, when there's no speech with that stuff, but it's got to be paid for, and there's money in pots and whatever. It's a question of like, let us figure it out. It shouldn't take three football seasons and 4 years to figure out that kind of stuff. So sorry, I don't mean to sound, you know, frustrated by it, but it really needs to be investigated and done. And it's, you know, in a way, but you need the, you should have the answers before you vote. Thanks.
Thank you. Does anybody else from the public wish to speak? Does anybody else from the public wish to speak?
Yes, good evening, Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. I'm going to sit back and not say anything because I figured I said too much last night. But after listening to that lengthy discussion, there was a meeting specifically held by Keith McLiberty to close out the signs because he said at the time that there was money. I was reviewing all of the things as everybody was talking, and I can't find that meeting, but there was money available years ago. Once again, because of changing the software for the accounting and just by virtue of the fact that there was neglect in the finance department prior to this administration, it's again a story of we don't know where the money went, but it seems to be that there's money that somehow walked. I don't want to say that because I don't want to think that way about any of the past administration or anybody involved, but we need to have the answers so that we can stop thinking about that. It's not a matter of moving forward anymore. We have to delve into the past a bit more. I know it's a huge challenge for Brian, complicated most certainly by that switch in software. And I encourage you, though, to do as Mayor DiMartino said originally and work on getting that forensic audit at least partially done to look at these special areas, make sure that there is money spent properly and not somehow sitting somewhere. That LOSIP money sat there for a decade, not being drawn upon from the state because nobody was willing to apply for a reimbursement for that. And that's just a small pot compared to what other monies was bouncing around. We really have to get an answer. I watch my taxes go up and I want to know why.
Thank you. Does anybody else from the public wish to speak? Anybody from the public wish to speak? Third and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak? Public portion is now closed. Moving on to item number 6, additional appropriation. I think as a result of public portion, we are going to table this matter for further information. And I will reach out to the mayor to look into following up to see if we could find out anything on where the money went from the money that was originally budgeted. But also we're going to be waiting on documentation updates from Mr. Mercutio to see if the original estimate that was provided by Signs Unlimited is going to be upheld for replacement of the signs as indicated. Is there any discussion on that? Is everybody in favor of tabling this item? I am. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7, transfers. This month there are none. Item number 8, adjournment. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion, Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
Jose, second.
Simmons.
Okay, seconded by Jose and Isa. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks so much for coming. Enjoy your night.
Have a nice evening, guys.
You too. Meeting adjourned at 6:51 p.m. Okay.